Welcome to Senior Smarts here on Bluff Country 1250 KCUE and KCUE 99 FM. This is Jack Quabble. Our show host, Debbie Bradley, will be joining me and our special guest in a matter of moments. Senior Smarts is brought to us by St. Crispin Living Community with our full continuum of care at our Pioneer Road campus, where we're providing our renowned short-term rehab services. Debbie, before we chat with our guest, I know you have some, interesting news concerning Senior Smarts, so fill us in.
Absolutely. This is very exciting. Senior Smarts is moving. You don't have to worry about it right this second, but we just want you to know that starting January 2020, you can still find Senior Smarts. It'll still be our regular show. It'll still be once a week, but it's moving to FM to K-Wing. And it's going to be on 106 on the FM dial, and it's going to be broadcast on a different day, different time. So the different day is Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. So we're hoping to catch people as they're either just getting up or making coffee or going to church or coming back from church or sleeping in and having the timer come on with the radio.
Yes, so classic hits, K-Wing 106, 105.9 FM starting January 2nd of 2020, or that first Sunday in January, whenever that is. I'm not sure. Checking the calendar. I was thinking about Thursday or whatever or what have you, but I'm thinking now Sunday. So whenever that first Sunday in 2020 is, the show will be on K-Wing 106. We've backed up the U-Haul truck, or will at that time. We'll move about 20 feet to my left.
And all the shows that
have been... It's going to be a big move, I tell you.
Absolutely. And all the shows that are podcasts, we have a year and a half's worth that are always in the podcast, sitting there waiting for you to go listen to them if you'd like. They'll still be there. They will still remain at the exact same spot, so you can always go back a year and a half and look for what you need or want and pull it right up and listen to it again. So thank you for being such a devoted listening audience on Senior Smarts, and I ask you to pack up your backpack and come on over to K-Wing and listen on Sunday mornings at 8 a.m.
Very good.
Now for today, we're very excited to have a special guest with us. We have Jack Norgaard talking to us today about the dilemma and the problem and the crisis around homelessness in Red Wing. And most people would know Jack Norgaard as a retired minister in town, although he'll be the first one to tell you he's retired as a minister, but he's not really retired. So Jack, with that, welcome, and we're glad you're here today.
Well, thank you for doing this.
Well, what is going on with homelessness in Red Wing? How do we know that there's a problem? How do we measure it? How do we address it?
Okay, last year, and a year is from November to November.
Okay.
Provided shelter for over 300 people.
Wow.
Now, we don't have the statistics for this year, but we do have it was November through February this year, we provided shelter for 96 children.
Oh, wow.
And it keeps going up. We started this 5 years ago, and I think the first year maybe we took care of 40 or 50 people, and now it is in the hundreds.
Wow. And who is we? When you say we took
we
care.
We have a committee.
Okay.
And we are, we have one person who is on the staff of Hope Coalition,
okay,
who we give the homeless to her, and she finds a place for them. And the rest of us are, you know, just taken care of. It's a...
Volunteers?
Volunteers, yeah.
Yeah. And here's a disclaimer. I am also on this committee. I'm a new member on this committee.
Yes.
I can't always go, but I know it's... As we hear about, it's definitely a problem. So where does the funding come from for these people to be cared for?
We get money from the city, which is really important, and the county. And we get some money from churches, and we get some money from individuals. The city, 2 years ago, started giving us $20,000 a year. And this year, our budget was for $40,000.
And how far does that money go?
We use it all, and sometimes we need more.
What happens when you need more?
We go out and beg, you know. However, especially in January and February, we just had a lot of people who needed to come in and find a shelter.
Right. So,
yeah, this past winter was tough.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So I'm thinking February. That's not long enough, you know. Yeah. March, April, May. Yeah. I mean, if the snow keeps coming, and people need it.
We're going to have more this year than last year. So it could be 350.
How do people show up on the radar that they are homeless?
I think they come from the churches. The police, and some of the homeless know other homeless, and they say, "Well, you go over there, and they'll take care of you." And so we shelter them, and we provide them with money for food, which is really critical.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, somebody told me a long time ago, the first thing you do when you see a homeless person is say, "When have you eaten?"
Mm-hmm.
Because it could have been with kids 3 days before that.
Wow, can't even imagine that.
Yeah, I can't imagine either. I don't understand how people get through homelessness.
Right.
And I think most of us don't. And a lot of us don't understand and aren't very helpful. Like it's very, our goal is to get a shelter place where we can keep people long enough so that maybe some of them can get off the streets. But it's going to be hard to get a place in Red Wing.
Because
of the zoning, we can't be in a residential, so we have to be in a commercial, but probably the commercial doesn't want to see, nobody seems to want a shelter for homeless people in their community.
Well, that's quite a
definitely something
dilemma
we need to work on. You know, one thing that is striking to me too, and I kind of know this, it's kind of like secondhand for me as I chime in just for a second, is you'd be amazed at how many of this number are kids, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, most of the people that we see mm-hmm. are families.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they go to a motel. And then we have other places for single people.
Mm-hmm.
But, in the summer, we give people tents. These would be single people, but families still go to the motels.
And so even if they have a tent in the summer, where do they go? And how do they get cleaned up? And how do they begin to try to move forward in their lives?
You know, we don't know a lot about that.
Right.
Because they're here. And then they're going someplace else. Or the ones that are in Red Wing, which is a significant amount, they find a place. Or somebody, or we find a place for them. But, you know, there aren't a lot of apartments for low-income people, even if they're working. So that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It is a real problem. Housing and shelter.
And are these people from Red Wing, or are these people that come from outside the community and come to Red Wing for a reason, or do we know that?
Yeah, we don't keep a lot of statistics.
Sure, sure.
And we don't grill people to get information.
Mm-hmm.
We think that's a bad thing to do.
Sure, of course.
But they come from Goodhue, they come from Zumbrota, sometimes they come from across the river, and we'll try to take care of them.
Right. Well, Red Wing is known for having lots and lots of resources. I always talk about this with all the nonprofits that come in and talk on this show. And just what I know personally is that it seems like there are so many needs that are addressed in Red Wing, so many resources that are available.
And especially for low-income people or poor people,
mm-hmm.
which is most of these people who are homeless, they are also broke. I can't imagine that.
No.
And
no.
Especially if I had kids.
Right. To not know where that next meal is coming from or where you're going to sleep or be sheltered. And even if you are, how do you know that you're going to be safe?
Yeah. 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 We have a lot to do in the housing and the shelters.
Right. So when was the first year that the Homelessness Committee got money from the city?
Two years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And how long did that last them? So you said the beginning is November when you acquire the money, you can spend it.
Well, with the other money, we got through last year. And this year that just ended for us, we got through it.
With the $20,000?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And so for this year, you're going to get another $20,000, but the budget is set for 40?
We're on their budget for $20,000, I think.
Okay.
And maybe more. Because the city has said we need to deal with homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good sign that they'll be helpful.
Now, Jack, I know that you also go to Chicago to help out with the homeless problem there.
Well, we lived in Chicago for, and the one of the suburbs for 30 years before mm-hmm. we came up here. And I go down there, but I don't work in the homeless shelter in the church that I belong to. But they started taking in homeless probably almost 30 years ago, and they're still doing it. And it was really, and my wife and I worked in that for about 10 years before we came up here.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that is important to me is when you get a shelter, you need to make that that shelter open to these people. So they understand that you are going to try to understand them,
mm-hmm.
and you just don't talk to them, but you listen to them.
Sure.
And that's helpful for them. That somebody cares about me.
Right.
We can't do that here because they go to the motel.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not one common place
where they can be. So they're still scattered.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing we would need, I think, first of all, a shelter. But then we would like to have a place where they could go for the day. Put a couple TVs in there or whatever, and they can talk to one another and whatever. And there isn't any place like this, and so sometimes it gets kind of a lot of them would go into the library, and they need to be someplace, especially in the winter. And we don't have that place.
Right.
So,
Debbie, I'm checking here. We have about 2 minutes left.
I'm just kind of scratching my head here, thinking, well, where do we go from here? How do we help take care of these folks?
We keep trying to find a way to get a shelter,
mm-hmm.
And I think eventually we will get it.
Jack, if somebody has an idea for you where they say, you know what, I want to give some money at the end of the fiscal year here and get my taxes lowered, who do they talk to? Can they call you?
Okay, they have to send it to Hope Coalition.
Okay, Hope Coalition. Do you know what their number is?
I do.
Great.
Their ID number is that what you want?
No, their phone number.
Phone number.
Yeah. I think if you go on the internet, too, just punch in Hope Coalition of Red Wing.
Yes, yes.
And I'm guessing when you would donate, you would specify in the memo for homelessness.
Homeless, yes, yes.
You know, so and
there's been some problems with that.
Okay.
But we usually work them out.
What if people want to come to the committee meeting? Can they just come to the meeting and say, I want to help?
I think we would like to get a real committee. And probably go for 501c3.
Okay.
And
so the meetings are held the first Tuesday of the month.
Yes.
In the basement of the First Lutheran? No.
No.
United
Lutheran.
At United Lutheran Church in the basement. United Lutheran Church.
It's kind of hard to get in there now because
it is. They're doing some construction, but it's at 11:30 in the morning. Yep. So if you want to eat your lunch there, just go ahead and bring that along with you. Sometimes they bring treats, but that's not important.
Yeah.
So 11:30, the first Tuesday of the month at United Lutheran, and just come on in the basement and start walking around and we'll find you and bring you on into the meeting.
Just yell. Homeless.
Right. I'm here to help the homeless.
Right. Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, this is a lot to think about, and obviously it's a big need, and we need to care for one another. So we thank you for coming in today, Jack. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
And with that, St. Crispin Living Community is changing aging in Red Wing.
All right. Thank you much, folks. Great show here today. And again, as Debbie mentioned earlier, our show here right now on KCUE will move to Classic Hits, KWayne 106, 105.9 FM, KWayne 106, starting on Sunday, January 5th of 2020. I checked the calendar at 8 a.m. Senior Smarts brought to you by St. Crispin Living Community, with our full continuum of care at our Pioneer Road campus, where we're still providing our renowned short-term rehab services. By the way, show is podcastable. Go to our website, kcueradio.com. Click on the Senior Smarts link. We're back next week with another edition of Senior Smarts.